So this morning, what I hope to do is to give you some idea of the characteristics of an entrepreneur. What's different about entrepreneurs compared to managers in business? So what's different about them? What is it that characterizes the entrepreneur? We'll do that by looking at specific entrepreneurs, some of whom you may have heard of, some of whom you may not have heard of. We'll then look at the question of, you know, why we need more entrepreneurs, why business and nations need more entrepreneurs and more thinking in an entrepreneurial way. And then we'll focus on some of the ways and strategies that businesses can adopt quite easily in order to be more entrepreneurial. How does that sound? Okay? Okay. So, let me start. What is an entrepreneur? The very first mention in literature and academia of the word entrepreneur comes from this guy, Richard Cantillon, in 1755. And he said, an entrepreneur is someone who exercises business judgment in the face of uncertainty. Today, we commonly talk about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs as those people who take ideas, new ideas, or ideas from other places, but commercialize those ideas. So the entrepreneur is somebody, not an inventor who comes up with smart ideas, or an innovator who creates new, perhaps pharmaceutical formulae, but the person who takes those ideas and commercializes them, makes a profit, creates a business from those opportunities and those ideas. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the entrepreneur. Okay, so let's look at a couple of entrepreneurs. Richard Branson, have you heard of Richard Branson? Richard Branson is a very famous entrepreneur who is UK-born. He's also a very flamboyant individual, and you probably have seen him a lot on TV, flying balloons, racing very fast, speedboats, and all that kind of good stuff. But he's a tremendously successful entrepreneur. And he's what we would call a serial entrepreneur. He has founded a number of different businesses, one after the other. He is the founder of the Virgin Music label from scratch. In his early 20s, he set up the Virgin Music label. He set up Virgin Atlantic Airways, which is a major player globally in the airline industry. And he also then founded Virgin Cola. He's an unorthodox kind of a guy, and he's a fun sort of person. Lots of ideas, lots of fun about how he goes about business. Here's a couple of quotes from him. Business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. So a couple of the things that are going to come through, the entrepreneurs that I'm going to talk to you about, there will be key words that you'll see popping up again and again. Opportunities. Entrepreneurs see opportunities where most of us don't see an opportunity. They see a crisis or a change in a marketplace, not as a crisis because competition has got severe, but as an opportunity to do something different. His second quote there is, I want Virgin to be as well known around the world as Coca-Cola. What does that tell us? This guy has very high aims. He just doesn't want to be a Me Too player. He wants to be right up there with the best brands in the world. So there's a sense of having a focus and a very strong goal. Okay. This woman, I'd be surprised if many of you have heard of this woman, Moya Doherty. But you might recognize the picture at the bottom, the dancers, the Irish dancers. There is a competition, which now I think is at least a European competition, it may be a worldwide competition, which is to find the Entrepreneur of the Year. And this woman won the Irish Entrepreneur of the Year award for her achievement in taking an idea which was something like a 7-minute music and dance performance during a Eurovision Song Contest, and taking that and commercializing it and bringing it global. This show became a full-length show and traveled the world and became a huge commercial success. So taking an idea from art and dance and making it a business. That was the reason she won.